Your journey to health starts now. Get the truth, the raw truth, with international health and fitness expert Robbie Raw. Call Robbie with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848. Coming to you live from the WDCX studios, here's Robbie Raw.
And good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us. It's a beautiful day here in Western New York, and I know that we have friends all over who are enjoying the fall. Guess what, Steve? It's fall back, okay, with the times tonight. I love fall back because we get to sleep a little longer. And listen, I'd like to, like, turn the clock back about 20 years, but maybe not. I don't know. I like where I am right now. But, you know, we have an amazing show today, and I'm going to get into it in just a second, but I have a couple of announcements. First of all, this Tuesday is an important day, as we all know, and we all need to pray, be still, get out and vote. And it's so important that we exercise our privilege to vote. You know, what happens in this country, obviously God is sovereign, and no matter what happens, we are just grateful that he's at the throne. But I'll tell you what, we still need to pray about everything without ceasing. So remember to vote this Tuesday, and it is a privilege. Also this Tuesday, I'll be speaking in the evening at 6 o'clock, at the Breast Cancer Network, in Depew. So I'm so excited to do that. I'll be talking about the anti-cancer raw truth protocol. And of course, foods like dairy, and, it's not even a food. It's a food like thing in my book, but anyway, food like things like sugar, how cancer thrives on sugar, and many other things that we need to do to, you know, change our health, improve our health, prevent disease, take care of this body that God gave us, and reverse disease as well. There's plenty of research out there of how not only can we prevent disease, but reverse disease through our lifestyle habits, through our dietary habits, which is so important. So I'm going to be talking about that. I just have a heart for this, obviously, because I lost my sister to breast cancer. And I've done a lot of research, and there's a lot of research out there, but unfortunately, it's not in the mainstream media. So I'm very excited to be talking about that this Tuesday at the Breast Cancer Network at 6 o'clock. Also, coming up on November 12th, Saturday, November 12th, from 10 to 3, I will be speaking. I'm not going to be speaking from 10 to 3, but there's a spiritual spa day happening at Bender's Christian Store. Of course, our very own Linda Penn is organizing this at Bender's from 10 to 3 on Saturday, November 12th. And there's going to be chair massage and aroma touch, you know, therapy and all kinds of stuff going on. And I am going to be speaking from 2 to 3. I'm so excited. I'll be speaking about the Raw Truth Recharge, 7 Truths to Health and Fitness, which is the name of my book. I'll be speaking about faith, family, food, fitness, detox, purifying our bodies, cleansing our bodies, stress management, and sleep management, and how it's all vital to our health. And I'm so grateful that I'll be able to talk about the faith aspect of this, because I do in all of the venues that I'm in, but honestly, I can't go into it that much sometimes in a secular, you know, environment. So I'm very excited about speaking about it at Bender's on Saturday, November 12th. And speaking of stress management, and really how, you know, how to navigate through your life and be, you know, a mentor to other people and help other people. My first guest today, we're going to be talking about that. I have authors Tracy and David Bissonette on. They wrote the book Flight 3407, Compassionate Leadership in the Face of Disaster. And everyone who is from Western New York here and really around the world, this was a big story, you know, about the plane that fell from the sky in Clarence, New York here. And we'll talk to David Bissonette and his wife Tracy about their involvement in that. And the book, you know, really reveals the proven tactics and strategies to help you really navigate through everyday situation and stress, you know, through unimaginable tragedies like Flight 3407 and what happened with that. So we're going to be talking to them in just a few minutes. And then later on, you know, yesterday on AM Buffalo, we talked a little bit about, you know, ingredients, healthy ingredients on what you need to do for the upcoming holidays. I know our Canadian listeners just had their Thanksgiving, and ours is coming up here, but we all have a big holiday coming up in December, and of course with Christmas, and in the U.S. with Thanksgiving here. So, you know, we're going to be talking about swapping ingredients and eat this, not that, what we can do for the upcoming holidays to prepare. I know a lot of you are thinking about that now. I certainly am. I'm sure Steve-O is. I'm going to even get Steve-O on the air here. We're going to be talking about what we're doing to plan. It's only a couple weeks away, people. So if you haven't started thinking about Thanksgiving, and of course, it's all about food and giving thanks, and obviously family too, we're going to be talking about that. So there's a lot to talk about, and I want to tell you before we go to break about Christian Central Academy. You know, the decision to send your child to a Christ-centered elementary, middle, or high school is one of the most important decisions we can make as parents. And I'll tell you what, Christian Central Academy is an independent, interdenominational K through 12 academy located right in Williamsville. And it is faith in Jesus Christ that calls them to the excellence that they have in character, academics, and spirituality. Children who attend Christian Central Academy are surrounded and supported by people who share your faith and my faith. It is the ideal environment for all families who wish to keep Christ in focus while preparing their children for success in life. So to learn more, visit ChristianCA.com. That's ChristianCA.com. Or you can give them a call at 716-634-4821. Christian Central Academy. Okay, so when we come back, authors Tracy and David Bissonette in the house. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us. Life can take a toll on our bodies, but the doctors at Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine can help. They treat injuries of the spine and musculoskeletal system non-surgically to decrease pain and restore function. They listen, they help, they explain.
This is Dr. Michael Cicchetti. So if you suffer from back, neck, joint, nerve pain, or headaches, take back your lifestyle and contact Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine today. Call 716-626-0093 or visit buffspine.com.
If you're looking for a dentist who does it all with patient care that makes you feel like you're a VIP, then check out Westermeyer Martin Dental. They've worked to create a world-class high-tech dental facility right here in Western New York. From teeth whitening, cosmetic dentistry, crowns, dental implants, veneers, adult orthodontics, and everything in between, they have you covered. They've set up their practice so that patients can comfortably receive every type of dental care they need under one roof from experienced, compassionate dental professionals. They've invested in the latest dental materials, techniques, and technologies to make your dental care as gentle, painless, and efficient as possible. With offices in East Aurora and now in Amherst, call and set up a consultation. Go to WMSmile.com, WMSmile.com, or call 716-655-5000. Check them out at WMSmile.com and let them know that Robbie sent you. Be prepared to be pampered at Westermeyer Martin Dental. You will love them, and that's the raw truth.
You know, on The Raw Truth, sometimes we discuss topics that are hard to talk about. Listen, if you've been struggling with an overactive bladder, light bladder leaking, postpartum symptoms, men, maybe you're still leaking after prostate surgery, you have to meet my friend, Dr. Sarah Capodagli of Co-Era Physical Therapy. Dr. Sarah can help relieve these symptoms you've struggled with for so long non-surgically. Get help today. Call 716-498-2677. That's 498-COR, C-O-R-R.
It's been quite the journey. In fact, it's been a lifelong journey. Hi, it's Carrie Cardinelli. If you're anything like me, when it comes to eating healthy and exercising properly, you need someone to walk beside you on your path to health and wellness. For me, that person is Robbie Roth. From food choices to nutrition to doing the right exercise, Robbie has the answers. I finally found success on the Raw Truth Recharge, Robbie's 4, 8, or 12-week program that includes a 7-day detox. Robbie will teach you how to eat and exercise properly. Because honestly, we need to learn how to be healthy. It does not come naturally. Robbie also offers private and semi-private fitness and nutrition coaching. If you've suffered through yo-yo dieting or or type 2 diabetes, this is the help you've been looking for. Do what I did. Find out more about the Raw Truth Recharge at RobbieRaw.com.
Learn more about Robbie as well as blog posts, videos, and resources from today's program by visiting RobbieRaw.com.
And later on, I'll be talking about swapping ingredients. Eat this, not that, and why, okay? And I know we have a big holiday coming up, so we're going to be talking about that actually pretty much every weekend for the next few weeks. But my guest right now, I'm very excited. You know, I know things, you know, aren't a coincidence when things cross my path. And I happened to see the book just cross my computer, Flight 3407, Compassionate Leadership in the Face of Disaster. And that is by authors Tracy and David Bissonette, who are sitting right here with me this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Robbie.
Thank you so much for joining me. And I'll tell you what, I've been looking at this book and, you know, first of all, I know so many people here in Western New York know about Flight 3407 and the tragedy that it was. But many of our listeners are not from around here. So, David, if you would just tell our listeners what happened on the night.
Sure. And first of all, thank you for having us. It was such an honor to be a part of your program here today.
Well,
and we're anxious to get our mission statement out and our book, and you've been a great asset already.
Thank you.
So back in February 12th, 2009, our region, our area, experienced a real tragedy in the crash of Continental Flight 3407. The Continental Flight was coming out of Newark, New Jersey to Buffalo, and on its final approach, it had some catastrophic failures in the way of navigation. There were early suspicions of ice buildup on the wings and things of that nature, but ultimately it was proven later that the crew in the cockpit just was not prepared for the conditions they were experiencing, and ultimately the aircraft crashed. Unfortunately, there were no survivors on that aircraft. There were 49 fatalities that night, and an additional person, Doug Lewinsky, on the ground. As the plane came out of the sky, it came into his house.
Such unimaginable tragedy, and my heart went out and goes out, continues to go out to you know, all of the families that were affected by that. I know you feel the same. And what was how was your involvement? Explain to our listeners.
Sure.
What your involvement was.
So back in 1990, I accepted an appointed position with the town of Clarence as the disaster coordinator or emergency manager in some towns. And I've been doing this for obviously a little over 26 years now. And I'd also been a firefighter and a fire chief, fire commissioner for almost 30 years. So as a first responder, disaster and crisis is something I've been doing most of my adult life. And there are a lot of great people out there, and particularly locally, we're very fortunate to have some first responder communities here that are very accomplished and comfortable in a tragic situation to try to bring some semblance of order and return our communities to a positive environment. The crash itself was tragic, certainly, but there are so many things we learned out of that event that for the past 7 years I've been kind of committed to carrying on those learnings with first responders, and it's kind of developed more into a leadership recognition that a lot of what we experienced during that crash can be applied to everyday life. And that's why ultimately Tracy and I wrote the book.
Well, and that's going to help a lot of people. I mean, you know, when I think of, you know, our life, and of course this show is about faith and family and you know, certainly managing stress is part of our health. And I'm sure that it was a tremendous amount of stress going on in your household. I know, you know, I felt the stress. It was only, you know, a couple of miles away from our house that this happened, but None of us are guaranteed tomorrow, first of all, and all of us, you know, I know that both of you are believers, and I'm sure that your faith grounded you through all of this, and it has to. I don't know how people can deal or think about anything that happens in this world without thinking about the sovereignty of God and trusting in our faith. So I know that that's a big part of it for you. And really to turn it around and to, you know, write a book, both of you, for, you know, something that can maybe be a silver lining in some of this and helping other people to deal with everyday stress and situations and then again, unimaginable tragedy like this is awesome. I want to get into this a little bit more, but we got to go to our endorsed sponsors right now. And one of those endorsed sponsors is our new chiropractor, Dr. Allison Cummings, who was just on the show last week from Inner Balance Chiropractic. So stay tuned because we're going to continue our talk with authors Tracy and David Bissonnette, who wrote the book Flight 3407, Compassionate Leadership in the Face of Disaster.
Here's Dr. Allison Cummings from Inner Balance Chiropractic.
Are you sick and tired of living in pain and having your body not work correctly? If so, there is absolutely no reason why you should accept living that way. The bottom line is, your body is designed to work correctly. At Inner Balance Chiropractic, we utilize a safe, gentle, highly effective procedure to restore health and function. There is no twisting, popping, or cracking of any kind, and it's safe for all ages.
Don't wait for relief one more day. Call Dr. Cummings at Inner Balance Chiropractic at 716-210-1060.
That expensive dental treatment your dentist insists you get may not be necessary. There are ways to save your tooth without using invasive dentistry. That's why you need a second opinion from the experts at Buffalo Dental Group. The dentists at Buffalo Dental Group do what they can to save as much of your tooth as possible with state-of-the-art technology. If you've been told that you need a crown, then it's time you get a second opinion. Call Buffalo Dental Group today for your Raw Truth appointment, 832-7595. That's 832-7595.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
AutoStars Collision and Mechanical Repair specializes in collision work for all types of vehicles. They've been in business for 37 years and will repair whatever you've mangled, bent, or crashed. Rich Littlefield and his staff put their heart into diagnosing, repairing, and painting your vehicle.
Hi, this is Rich Littlefield from AutoStars Collision and Auto Repair. If you need your vehicle put back into pre-accident condition, call me today at 716-877-2892.
Hi, I'm Annette Herman.
And I'm Ryan Robe.
We're co-owners of Home Run Creative Services. Business owners know that the single best way to raise brand awareness, increase web traffic, and bring more customers through the door is effective advertising.
Good marketing takes time and expertise, and many times company owners are short on one or the other, and sometimes both.
That's where we come in. We'll meet with you, get to know your product or service, and help you through the process of coordinating your marketing.
Businesses that are new to the marketplace often are starting from square one and need a logo or a website. We can do that.
Established companies sometimes need a fresh pair of eyes to see the big picture. Maybe their television ads are stale and they need a creative approach. We can do that too. Check out examples of our work at homeruncreative.com. If you're ready to step up to the plate and professionally market your business, we'd love to be on your team. We're creativity wrapped in customer service. We're Home Run Creative Services.
This is The Raw Truth with Robbie Raw. Call with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848.
And we are continuing our talk with Tracy and David Bissonnette, authors of the book Flight 3407, the flight that fell to the earth in Clarence, New York in February 2009, on compassionate leadership in the face of disaster. So, Tracy and And David, could you explain, you know, what does an emergency manager do? So that was your role, right?
Yep, sure. So an emergency manager is a designated person within town government, typically, that's responsible for overall public safety. So it can be flooding, snowstorms. We have a few of those in Buffalo, in the Buffalo area, as we all know. Events that are life-changing in some cases certainly affect quality of life. Large-scale fires, disasters of just about any kind, man-made and natural.
I can't even imagine, or you probably could not imagine, the call that you got on the night of February 12th for this.
Yes. Obviously, I'm in the business of the unexpected. So
right.
To say that I never considered an aircraft disaster in our area wouldn't be true. We live pretty close to an airport. We're 5 miles from an airport, and for many, many years we've had air traffic over our heads and recognize it's there, but don't think a whole lot about it. It's just a constant for us. I think the fact that it actually happened was certainly stunning to every single person in the region. The first responders are geared for responding to the unknown. Certainly that was a catastrophic unknown, much different from the average automobile accident or a request for first aid.
Right, right. And Tracy, you had, I'm sure this, you know, even though you weren't the emergency manager for this tragedy, you were so close to it. And I'm sure that, you know, you needed to support your husband during this time. And mm-hmm. you were going through other things as a mother and everything else. I know I was, you know, thinking, my goodness gracious, you know, my kids fly all the time and what have you. How did this affect you? I mean, and how did you work together, I guess, in create, you know, in writing the book, Flight 3407?
Yeah. I had gone down to the scene immediately after this happened, which I don't normally do, because I knew something was really different. And I was looking for Dave and realized he wasn't there, and went immediately down to the town hall where everyone was assembling. And I have never done that. Whenever there's been an incident, you know, like I said, he was a fire chief for many years, and we'd go on calls, and I would, if I was in the vehicle with him, I'd be with him, but I typically stay home. Mm-hmm. Well, this one, I just felt I needed to be there. This was a community situation, and I needed to know that he was okay. And as I went down there and saw everyone assembling, I realized this is going to be worldwide. This is a very large event. Mm-hmm. I had gotten calls from Fox News and Larry King at home, you know, asking for Dave, and I realized, wow, I have to be a part of this. But I own a small business in Williamsville, and it's a hair salon, and I had a client on that flight. Mm. And that really reached me personally. Mm. And there was also a cantor that a lot of my clients had gone to her synagogue, and she was also lost on that flight. Mm. So we had a very personal reach, and I had to be strong for my husband and for my clients. And I believe in God very much that this happened for many reasons. And that there was something that was more that needed to come from this. So, you know, realizing the families of Flight 3407 had really gone to Washington to help all of us be safer. Mm-hmm. They changed the rules on that. I say this, I'm a hairdresser, and I have to have 1,200 hours to cut your hair and to apply color. The pilots had 500 hours and 250 hours. So there was a big change that needed to happen, and it did. And that is a plus, too. Mm. You talk about the silver lining. That was mm-hmm. part of it. And very grateful for that, for all of us to be safe as we fly.
Mm, very good points. You know, we only have a few more minutes, David. Give us a overview of this book, and I know you also have a book signing coming up, too. But, you know, the book refers to compassionate leadership, and I know what event or change chain of events has brought the focus for writing this book What was inspiring you?
Great question, and a huge answer, but I'll try to condense it to the best of my ability. So as we went through this particular incident, there were a number of examples along the way where the traditional leader needs to think more about the victims' families, and the community at large. As a leader, we think very tactically. And as many years as I've been a fire chief and working in the first response environment, we're so focused on the event itself and not really taking a step back and looking at what's going on around us. And a perfect example is my immediate family and my wife in particular. Every time we choose as first responders to go to work in the name of public safety and the response of our fellow man, we leave behind our families. And that is a stress alone, all by itself.
Yes.
And I wanted to make sure that we think a little further than just the incident itself, and that we consider the people around us psychologically as much as physically.
Mm. Well, when I looked at this book, first of all, I have not interviewed anyone from Flight 3407, and although all of us have been touched by it. And it's such a gut-wrenching thing that happened. I just appreciate how, God is using you to help others, even in the role that you were in, because I'm sure that everybody that was involved in this is being used by God in one way or another.
Absolutely.
And so, your book right now, in helping people, I mean, it's very well written, by the way. Written other books?
No, this is our first.
Wow.
We co-wrote this, and it was quite an experience in itself, yes.
Yeah, well, being an author myself, I understand, how difficult it is to write, especially when there's a personal, side of it. It's emotional and draining, too, because, I lost my sister to breast cancer, and that was the motivation of my writing my book. Mm-hmm. But, I just appreciate the fact that, you turned it around and in all of your experiences, which, by the way, your website is pretty impressive.
Thank you. Thank you
people
much.
Should go to it because you have a video out about 3407 too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Very early on we did, knowing that I'd be telling the story many times. We've been doing lectures and presentations all over the country, and frankly, this subject has taken us all the way to Hamburg, Germany.
Wow.
And the National Fire Academy there, specifically on the learnings, but then the experience as well. The video was done very early on when things were still very raw, because I didn't want to lose the emotional environment that I was in. I look back 7 years and I shake my head as well. It was just an off the dial experience. Very few, particularly in the emergency management world, will have this role. And for that reason, I felt obligated to get everything I possibly could down on paper. And Tracy and I together formed that in a all-inclusive message. The book is the first time I've really been able to tell the entire experience with the emotion and the tactical solutions that went with them.
Mm.
And so it was therapeutic for me to get through the book itself.
I imagine, yeah. Because it does take a while to process it all when something happens, even, a loss in your family. And I'm sure all the people who are affected by this, who lost family members, it's still a process. It's still, hard to imagine what happened. And sometimes you don't want to think about it. I understand that. Quickly, what advice would you give our listeners, relative to emergency planning for your home and for your family and things like that?
Great question. So obviously, as an emergency management person, professional, I'm urging all of our residents as we get into the winter months to prepare your household for 3 days. Three days of self-sufficiency takes the burden, the initial burden off your emergency management system and your first responders. We are susceptible to large-scale snowstorms, as much as 7 feet in recent years. So we need to be prepared. We need to think ahead a little further than the day that we're in and have some type of a solution for our families to get through the unexpected. Mm-hmm. And those plannings will certainly impact the quality of life for the family during that unexpected event.
Mm. So have some water, have some backup food,
provisions.
You know, have your provisions, have a propane tank, you know, ready to go.
Medications. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, something that you don't think about. I mean, I lived on a street a few years ago where a house burned down, and it made me really think about things like that. You know, my kids were little at the time, and I said, you know, if something, God forbid, happens, this is where we're going to meet. And things like that, communication, and you just don't think about it in your day-to-day busy life.
Yeah.
But when you experience something that, you know, we have experienced around here and that you were so close to, the tragedy you both were so close to, I know you look at life differently, don't you?
Yes.
Absolutely. You start to not worry so much about the little things. And that's one thing I personally took out of this was some of the petty things we deal with in our daily lives. Do those really matter in the big picture? You have your family and your health. Boy, that is a great thing to be able to say. So, you know, live those days to their fullest, and maybe not get caught up in some of the little details that steer us wrong.
Absolutely. I mean, I think for me, you know, when things like that happen, it just makes me realize how the clock is ticking for us. And, you know, as I said, none of us are guaranteed tomorrow. And I have learned to let go of some things that really aren't important and to really, you know, focus on the things that are important. You know, certainly a Christ-centered life and family, you know, and that's one of the reasons I thought this would be such a great story, right? You know, really before Thanksgiving here in the States, because we are all about family and giving thanks every day. We are so incredibly blessed to be here with breath in our lungs and our heart beating. And when you go through things like you have gone through, like I've gone through, and all of the people were affected by Flight 3407 and everything else that's happening in the world, you really realize, you know, how precious life is. And
tragedy can change you.
Absolutely.
It can change you for the good or for the better. And you sit with those emotions for too long and not making a change or not going forward, it can paralyze you. So I think all of us, as you lost your sister, we lost some friends, you want to do something with the energy that makes it positive and have a hope for a better tomorrow.
Amen.
And really reach forward. And really, you know, God provides that for us. And that's, we were, a lot of things were put into our path to help us to get to this point. And we're very grateful for that.
Amen. Very well said, Tracy.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
I just, the one thing I noticed a lot recently, when you talk about social media and just simple communication amongst family members, Tracy and I made a point of talking consistently and routinely to stay aligned on what we're feeling and where we're at, you know, emotionally. Crisis management is a big part of public health. And sometimes we're so busy texting and IMing each other that we don't actually have a conversation. And so that's something I've become a little sensitive to recently, and making sure that we, you know, have good communications in our household.
Right. Very good. And always say, I love you.
Always. Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Your book, Flight 3407, Compassionate Leadership in the Face of a Disaster. You have a book signing coming up, right?
Yep.
Yes.
November 19th at the Clarence Center Fire Hall in Clarence Center, 12 noon to 5 p.m. We would love to see as many people as are interested in our book. The book is available on our website, davidbissonette.com. And we certainly will be there to sell additional in the signing.
Oh, great. And is it also available on Amazon or anything?
Barnes & Noble and Amazon.
Awesome, yes. Awesome.
We will have some books there available until we run out.
Yes.
And so even if anyone has already received the book or would just like to come, we have refreshments. We love the camaraderie. We're going to have some video of some of the things that went on that day, and we'd love everyone to show up.
Well, I'm so glad you came in today. I know the book's off the press. This is your first on-air interview.
Yeah.
So thank you for coming in today. Tracy and David Bissonette, check out their book, Flight 3407, Compassionate Leadership in the Face of Disaster. You guys, thank you again
thank
so much
so
for coming
much,
in.
Margie.
And God bless you with the book. When we come back, we are going to be talking. I'm going to actually get Steve-O on the air here. We're going to be talking about, you know, swapping out ingredients, healthy ingredients, and also we're going to to be talking to a local supermarket, Rick, from Dash's about turkeys. And I don't eat turkey, but we'll be talking to them because they, you know, obviously have some things they want you to know about choosing your turkey in the U.S. And I know Canada, too. We have Christmas coming up, and it's just a holiday for the next couple of months. So we're going to switch gears a little bit, a lot of bit from our last conversation and be talking about, you know, healthy eating. I want to remind you about Christian Central Academy. The decision to send your child to a Christ-centered elementary, middle, or high school is one of the most important decisions that you can make. It's the most important decision that I could make. Christian Central Academy is an independent, interdenominational K through 12 academy located right in Williamsville, and it is faith in Christ Jesus who calls them to excellence in character, academics, and spirituality. You know, children who attend Christian Central Academy are surrounded and supported by people who share our faith. And it is an ideal environment for all families who wish to keep Christ in focus while preparing their children for success in life. So check them out. For more information, visit ChristianCA.com or call 634-4821. Again, ChristianCA.com or 634-4821. We will be right back. Don't go anywhere with the Raw Truth. Stay with us.
That expensive dental treatment your dentist insists you get may not be necessary. There are ways to save your tooth without using invasive dentistry. That's why you need a second opinion from the experts at Buffalo Dental Group. The dentists at Buffalo Dental Group do what they can to save as much of your tooth as possible with state-of-the-art technology. If you've been told that you need a crown, then it's time you get a second opinion. Call Buffalo Dental Group today for your Raw Truth appointment, 832-7595. That's 832-7595.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
And listen, water, what are you drinking right now, people? Water is the building block for our body, for our health. We need to eat clean. We need to drink clean. And it's time to do that. We know that there's chlorine, lead, who knows what else in our water. It's time for you to take a closer look at the water in your home. It's time for Water Cure USA. Water Cure USA, a Western New York-based company, knows how important pure water is for drinking and bathing. From whole house systems, which I have, which is incredible, to under the sink options, Water Cure USA has the right system for you at the price that you can afford. If you're tired of drinking funny tasting water with who knows what in it or spending too much money on bottled water, don't do that. Give Water Cure USA a call right after my show. The number, 716-946-3598. Or go to watercureusa.com. Drinking pure water is the easiest thing you can do to improve your health. So give my friend Drew a call at Water Cure USA today.
Here's Dr. Allison Cummings from Inner Balance Chiropractic.
Are you sick and tired of living in pain and having your body not work correctly? If so, there is absolutely no reason why you should accept living that way. The bottom line is, your body is designed to work correctly. At Inner Balance Chiropractic, we utilize a safe, gentle, highly effective procedure to restore health and function. There is no twisting, popping, or cracking of any kind, and it's safe for all ages.
Don't wait for relief one more day. Call Dr. Cummings at Inner Balance Chiropractic at 716-210-1060.
Life can take a toll on our bodies, but the doctors at Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine can help. They treat injuries of the spine and musculoskeletal system non-surgically to decrease pain and restore function. They listen, they help, they explain.
This is Dr. Michael Cicchetti. So if you suffer from back, neck, joint, nerve pain, or headaches, take back your lifestyle and contact Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine today. Call 716-626-0093 or visit buffspine.com.
Fine-tune mind, body, soul, and spirit with Robbie Raw. This is The Raw Truth.
And we are back. Thank you so much for joining us. And, wow, I wish we had more time for the authors of Flight 3407. But, Steve-O, you were just telling me that you were in Clarence that night.
Yeah, it was a memorable night for a lot of people in the Christian community. That was Nick Vujicic's first event.
Wow.
In the Buffalo area. I remember WDCX
yes,
brought him in, and we
yes.
did a... So that was major. And
yep.
that's our guest. Let me get that
okay.
You.
Well, let me set this up. You know, so we have obviously have a big holiday coming up here in the States. And, of course, our Canadian friends just had Thanksgiving. But it doesn't matter if it's Thanksgiving or Christmas or whatever it is. We need to eat healthy. And I know with the holidays coming up, one of the things people are looking for is a healthy turkey without breaking the bank. Now, I have to say, you know, I'm a vegetarian. Everybody knows that, but that's okay. You know, I know that my family eats turkey, and so I cook a turkey every year. And, you know, the last couple of years we've, obviously, everybody is asking me, okay, Robbie, where do you go for your turkey? What, you know, what should I be looking for in a turkey? And our next guest, we're going to be talking to Rick from Dashes in just a few minutes, and he's going to be telling us about the turkeys that they have there. Also, I want to talk yesterday on AM Buffalo, and of course, you know, I do my regular gig on Channel 7 on nutrition and health and fitness. I was talking about swapping out ingredients, swap this for that in terms of having healthy, you know, sides and of course, you know, what should we be using? What ingredients should we be using for our baking and things like that? I had made a pumpkin pie yesterday with healthy ingredients. So we're going to be talking about that. I'm going to get Steve-O on the air here. We're going to be talking about, you know, how to prepare. And honestly, this is a conversation that I have every single day in the gym. People are asking me, they started like a month ago asking me. So I thought we better start talking about this more on the air. So with that said, let's go to the phones. And Rick from Dashes, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Very good. How are you?
Well, you know, going right along. Yeah.
It's a busy time. And
yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, it is. We're ready for it.
Oh, yes. I know you are. So listen, you know, our listeners are people who obviously, you know, are focused on helping their families to have healthy nutrition and shopping at places that, you know, will provide those foods for them. Can you tell our listeners what you're offering at Dashes in terms of the turkey there?
Sure. Yeah, we specialize in fresh turkeys. The two varieties we have are the Amish and the Plainville. And both of those have no solution added, you know, and there are no growth stimulants, no antibiotics in the feed. So the turkeys grow at nature's pace. You know, they're not pushed along like the factory farm turkeys would be, the
right.
frozen ones. And due to the fact that, well, they're healthier because, like I said, there's no antibiotics or growth stimulants added to the feed. And the other result is, besides being healthy, they grow a little slower, they grow at nature's pace, and they develop that true turkey flavor. You know, a fresh turkey is head and shoulders above any frozen turkey because, you know, like I say, it develops that true turkey flavor. And the turkeys that are frozen, the freezing process breaks down the cell structure a little bit, if you will, and that can result in a little more dryness. You know, not a huge amount, but there is a noticeable difference. With the fresh turkey, you don't get that. You just get that nice, true turkey flavor.
Right. And so no hormones, no antibiotics. That's exactly what, you know, is like music to my ears. So people should order their turkeys ahead of time?
Yeah, I mean, we go through hundreds and hundreds of these every year. It grows all the time, the amount of the orders. But the Amish is our most popular one, and yeah, that we appreciate an order because then we can guarantee the size. I mean, they go from 10, 11 pounds all the way up to 30 pounds, you know, and we like to put them aside with the person's name and the exact, you know, within a 1 or 2 pound range, so we can, because everybody picks them up the last minute, and this way we can secure them all, organize them up with their name and guarantee the size that they're looking for.
Yes, perfect. And do people pick up their turkeys like the day before or a week before and put them in the freezer? What do you suggest?
Well, we don't want to freeze them. You know what I mean? Just in your fridge,
not.
Yeah. Because then you lose the beauty of the fresh turkey.
Right.
But they're chilled well before we get them, and we keep them, you know, right in our deep chill coolers. So it's okay to pick them up. Say with Thanksgiving being on Thursday, Monday, Tuesday, no problem. Just put them in your back of your fridge. But don't open the bag, you know, don't open the package until you're ready to prepare it. So I'd say 2-3 days is no problem, because the Wednesday before, it's crazy because everybody wants them that day. You know, some don't have the room, you know, to store a turkey. But if you have the room, it's no problem a couple days before. You know, it'll keep just fine.
And is it a lot more expensive for the Amish and that without, tell our listeners, I know.
Well, we like I say, the Amish we sell at a very good cost for fresh. We sell them at the $168 a pound. And then the frozen turkey market is still high, too. I mean, our costs on the frozen are, you know, well over a dollar. The retail on the frozen is probably $1.49 or something like that, you know. And we sell them at a very aggressive price at the $168. And then the Plainville turkeys, they grow them outside of Syracuse. And I think I forgot to mention the one extra thing about the Plainville is they're fed an all-vegetable diet, you know, no animal byproducts in the feed.
Wonderful.
You know, yeah, and those go for $2.99, and that's a good price for those, and we don't sell as many of those, but like I say, they're a very good turkey as well. Obviously, they're also the antibiotic free, no growth stimulants, and like I say, they're fed an all vegetable diet. You know?
Wow. Yeah. Well, awesome. You know, I'm telling you, your prices are very, very reasonable. And I always say to my clients, you're going to spend the time and the money either way. So, you know, buy healthier, you know, food, yeah, and you won't have to spend it on medicine.
There you go. It's healthier, and the flavor is there. You'll really know, if you've never had a fresh turkey, you'll notice the difference. They're juicier, moist, you know, and they taste like turkey, as the old saying goes, you know.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, thank you so much,
Rick,
for giving us the 411 on the turkey trot going on over there at Dash's. I know you have several locations, right?
Yes, we have the one on Main Street in Clarence, and then we have the one at Hopkins and Klein in Williamsville, and then Colvin and Highland in Tonawanda, and our Hurdle store at Hurdle and Starin in North Buffalo. So
all
we have
right.
the four. Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, Rick, thank you so much for joining us today, and happy Thanksgiving, okay? Thanks.
Glad to help.
God bless
Glad
you.
Glad to help. You have a good holiday, too, and all your listeners.
All right. Okay. Thank you. God bless you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Steve-O, you and I, we got to talk about some stuff.
Can we talk here?
Can we talk turkey?
Listen, you're making 3 huge feasts per year.
Yeah.
Okay? It's Christmas, it's Thanksgiving, it's Easter.
Yeah.
We're talking about people who have no problem spending $150 on a dinner out.
Right.
Why are you spending 19 cents a pound on a turkey?
Not me.
Let this be the year that you're changing that. Try something different.
I love it.
Come on.
Yeah.
Go after it.
Yeah, I know. And it's for your family. I mean, you know, that's how, you know, in the past years, I don't even eat turkey. My husband doesn't eat turkey. My daughter doesn't eat turkey. We only have one person in our family that does, and then our guests. But I always make sure that I give them quality and fresh, because otherwise, you know, I mean, if you can't do that,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Spend a few more dollars. I love it.
Let's do it.
Very good information. All right, Steve-O, when we come back, we're not going to talk turkey anymore. We're going to talk vegetables, okay, and ingredients. So listen, I want to tell you about Donna Littlefield. You know, she was just voted number one in Realty USA again this week as your number one realtor. And I'm telling you, she's the best. She'll pray for you and pray with you. Give her a call at Donna Littlefield.com and check this out.
When it comes to selling your home, you want the best price. You want the timing to be right. You want an advocate who knows the market inside and out. And you need Donna Littlefield. Donna was named in the top 10 best of the best at Realty USA. She's a prayer warrior ready to serve you and your family. Contact Donna for a free true market analysis and then list your home with Donna. DonnaLittlefield.com.
Contact me today and get your home sold. DonnaLittlefield.com.
If you're looking for a dentist who does it all with patient care that makes you feel like you're a VIP, then check out Westermeyer Martin Dental. They've worked to create a world-class high-tech dental facility right here in Western New York. From teeth whitening, cosmetic dentistry, crowns, dental implants, veneers, adult orthodontics, and everything in between, they have you covered. They've set up their practice so that patients can comfortably receive every type of dental care they need under one roof from experienced, compassionate dental professionals. They've invested in the latest dental materials, techniques, and technologies to make your dental care as gentle, painless, and efficient as possible. With offices in East Aurora and now in Amherst, call and set up a consultation. Go to WMSmile.com, WMSmile.com, or call 716-655-5000. Check them out at WMSmile.com and let them know that Robbie sent you. Be prepared to be pampered at Westermeyer Martin Dental. You will love them, and that's the raw truth.
It's 2016 and nearly half of the marriages are failing. There is a code you need to protect your marriage and your family with. Christian marriage counselor Jack Mamo has cracked open the code and is passionate about changing the current pattern of high divorce rate as well as harmful family breakups. If you're afraid the conflicts you're having could lead to divorce, if you've failed in the past and you're not sure you want to try again, maybe you're getting married and you want to make sure that you're doing it for all the right reasons, whatever your situation is, do not lose hope. Jack Mamo wants to help to walk you through the struggles and share the marriage code with you. Contact him for one-on-one coaching session or set up a marriage conference for a larger audience. Connect with Jack at themarriagecode.net and pre-order a copy of his book, The Marriage Code, today. Themarriagecode.net. God's marriage in the marriage code is the solution for you. Give him a call at 416-770-0227. Again, 416-770-4227. Themarriagecode.net.
You've waited long enough. Now you can have all of Robbie's knowledge, advice, teaching, and inspiration in the palm of your hand with her new book, The Raw Truth Recharge. The Raw Truth Recharge will teach you seven truths about faith, family, food, fitness, detox, sleep, and stress management, and how all of them are vital to your health mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Robbie is a registered nurse, an integrative health and nutrition practitioner, and a master trainer armed with certifications. With 30 plus years experience in the industry, she will teach you how to increase your energy, be fit and feel healthy, decrease your body fat, increase your muscle mass, shape your body, cut cravings, and focus your energy to fulfill your calling. God's word actually gives us clear direction on all of these truths. If you want to get lean, then you need to lean on the Lord. Do you need inspiration and motivation to either get or stay on track? Then this book is for you. Get your copy of The Raw Truth on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. Today.
Find The Raw Truth on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com, search The Raw Truth Fitness, and click like to become a fan.
And we are back. And Steve, we got to talk about this, but I want to mention that I'm going to be talking about this healthy eating, of course, for the next few weeks because we have a. It's all about the food, right? No, it's not. It's all about Jesus. But we do talk about Jesus and worship and give thanks with food. I mean, you know, it's just foods are always around. And I'll tell you, next week I'm going to have my friend Laura on from Canada, and she's going to be giving us the 411 on food, the in healthy eating places in Canada and things like that. And also, Pastor Marty McDonald, Steve-O, is going to be here. I am so excited. He hasn't been on in a while. We miss him. Pastor Marty, of course, is from City Church of Batavia, and you know, at this time of the year, I'm always pumped up about the holidays, but not everyone is. Mm. And you know,
I want to talk with him about, you know, how we can get through the holidays when we've gone through pain or loss or we're feeling lonely or, you know, things aren't just right in our you know, it's the season of joy, but honestly, not everyone feels joyful. So Pastor Marty's going to be talking with us next weekend as well. So, Steve, do you eat meat, Steve?
Yes, I have a carnivore.
You are?
Omnivore.
That's okay.
Flexitarian.
I'm a vegetarian, but I do give that meat, you know, to our family. But,
yes.
You know, yesterday on AM Buffalo, I talked about, you know, swapping, you know, because I know a lot of people have sides and, you know, so if you're eating meat, it's not a crime, but, you know, I always say don't make that the main part of the meal, right?
Yeah, your meal should be, what, two-thirds veggies, and we go for roasted or fresh veggies.
Perfect.
And then, you know, your the little stuff like cranberry sauce, do that homemade.
Yeah.
Make the little changes to do that at home. Make it fresher, make it better. Get it out, you know, keep away from the canned stuff, the box stuff.
Right.
Do it at home. Put the love into it, and it tastes better. You feel better about it, and it is better.
Absolutely. Good job, Steve and Yvonne. You know, I know that you've got a wife that focuses on healthy things as well.
Right.
I made the cranberry sauce, the cranberry, is it called sauce?
Yeah.
Okay. all of a sudden, I'm thinking, wait a minute. The last couple of years with coconut sugar, you know, so I boiled the cranberries and it was, nobody noticed that there was coconut sugar in it with this lower glycemic, you know, better for you.
So good.
Yeah. And, you know, I talked about, you know, swapping traditional pasta. A lot of people have lasagna or pasta on the side. What, you know, some of the traditional pasta that was our grandmother's pasta, we can swap with sprouted grain pasta, chickpea, bonza pasta, zucchini pasta, which is not that much more, you know, it's not that expensive. Yeah. It's not like having Ezekiel pasta. Zucchini pasta. I have the little spiralizer.
Oh, cool.
I love that. Spaghetti squash, sweet potato pasta, Steve.
That sounds great.
Sweet potatoes are part of the meal. You know, there's the mashed potatoes, which I don't eat, but then there's the sweet potatoes. But I thought about making spiraled sweet potato pasta, even black bean or red bean pasta. Jeff and I just had that yesterday. And then swapping out the sugar with coconut crystals. You know, the coconut sugar doesn't taste like coconut at all, but it's much better for you. Even instead of honey, now I know honey has a lot of health properties, you know, but it is very high glycemic, so I use coconut nectar as well. Do you do any baking or anything?
Yeah, not too much baking. Let me share a thought on the pasta thing. We're also an Italian family. One thing that we've been doing is, you know, when we have the pasta, and it's going to happen, all right?
Yeah.
We're going to go out, eat less pasta, have more sauce. It's all about the sauce anyway. That's where the veggie is coming in. Go for the sauce and then a little bit of meat, but make that the focal point, and then you're not as filled up on the pasta.
Well, actually, yes, and that pasta shouldn't be your main part of the meal either. It should be a side dish,
right.
But... were you watching me the other day when I was just eating the pasta, the sauce with the spoon?
No, I didn't.
All right, because I'm telling you, I was standing in my kitchen. I didn't think you were there, but I was standing in my kitchen literally just eating the sauce, my homemade sauce.
That's the good stuff.
Exactly. I don't even need. I mean, honestly, that's why I like spaghetti squash and zucchini squash. We're going to talk more about this as the weeks go on, Steve. So, you
excellent.
Know, get ready because,
hey,
it's about the food with the holidays here. I mean, yes, it's about Jesus. It's about Jesus, but you know, we actually, you know, have food at the holidays, and we need to make sure that we're eating healthy and feeding our family healthy. And listen, don't forget to get out and vote. Pray, be still, get out and vote on Tuesday. Remember, Tuesday is the Breast Cancer Network. I'll be speaking at 6 o'clock. I think it starts. I speak at 6:30 or 7, but I'll be talking about the anti-cancer protocol. Also, Bender's Spiritual Day Spa Day. On November 12th, coming up from 10 to 3, I'll be speaking at 2 o'clock. So listen, everyone, have a wonderful week. I want you to remember to get out and vote. Listen, it is a privilege to vote, and pray for our country. We need it. We need to continue to pray. So God bless you, everyone. And Steve, I'll see you next week.
The preceding program is sponsored by The Raw Truth.
Singing Christmas carols like Joy to the World always gets me in the holiday spirit. They're classic songs that capture the true meaning of Christmas, celebrating the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Hi, everybody. This is Neil Boron from Lifeline. Christmas is coming, and we're going to celebrate the season with an evening of traditional carols at WDCX's annual Classic Christmas event, Saturday, December 3rd, 6 p.m. at Grace Church in Tonawanda. To lead us in the timeless classics will be award-winning singer-songwriter Greg Sykes, performing traditional Christmas carols that you and I all know and love.
Oh, come, let us adore him.
It's a free event, so invite as many friends and family as you like. And don't forget, we'll receive a love offering to bless the ministry of Let Them LOL. We'll see you Saturday, December 3rd, 6 p.m. at Grace Church for a classic Christmas.
The New York Times best-selling author of 1,000 Gifts and Voskamp. It's happening Tuesday, November 8th at Church on the Queensway in Toronto. Anne will be sharing from her latest book, The Broken Way. Joining Anne will be our very own Carrie Cardinelli of WDCX leading worship. Tickets start at only $10. For details, head to the events page at WDCX.
Okay, thanks. The decision to send your child to a Christ-centered elementary, middle, or high school is one of the most important decisions you can make. The decision to send your child to a Christ-centered elementary, middle, or high school is one of the most important decisions you can make. Christian Central Academy is an independent, interdenominational K through 12 academy located in Williamsville. And it is faith in Jesus Christ that calls them to excellence in character, academics, and spirituality. Children who attend Christian Central Academy are surrounded and supported by people who share our faith. It is the ideal environment for all families who wish to keep Christ in focus while preparing their children for success in life. To learn more, visit ChristianCA.com or call 634-4821. ChristianCA.com.
Excellent.